Infowars.com studios. It's the real news with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Friday, July 20th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to play just a little bit more of the gaslight mind games of the left, just to put this to bed. I think we'll call the program today Ode to a Broken Record. I am sick and tired of this gaslight conspiracy theory of Russiagate. I'm going to tell you what election hacking looks like. Here you got Chris Cuomo saying, we don't want to talk about the white elephant in the room, mixing his metaphors together. We're having some fun with that today, too. But the real issues that they don't want to talk about are what we're going to talk about today. Talk a little bit about Hillary Clinton, about President Trump saying that he wants to have the another summit with Putin, invite him to Washington. That really set them off yesterday. But, you know, beyond all of the nonsense that is happening, beyond the Whoopi Goldberg whooping and hollering at Judge Jeanine to prove that she didn't have Trump derangement syndrome, right? That's the way you prove it. You do what Whoopi Goldberg did. Now, it's pretty crazy, but we want to take a look at what's going on with war. I've got an amazing story about a guy who is trying to sue to get himself off of Obama's kill list. Remember that? Remember when John Brennan defended that? That guy who stands for truth, justice, and the American way, he defended his kill list. Called it, of course, a disposition matrix. Yeah. Now, that's the way the CIA rolls. They always come up with some kind of a way to dodge what it really is. But this guy found himself on a kill list. He's a reporter. He is in Syria. I mean, maybe he's not a reporter. Maybe this guy is really a terrorist. Who knows? But you know what? We used to have this thing in America called due process. So he is entitled to have his day in court. He says, I'm not a terrorist. He's hired a lawyer to try to get himself off the kill list. First couple of times it happened to him, he thought it was coincidental because they kept missing him. They have missed him five times, or they tried to drone strike him five times. And then he's also had the terrorists try to kill him as well and try to kidnap him. I mean, I would get out of there if I were him. He's a black guy, and at one point they said to him, the people that he was reporting on, said to him, they looked at him and they go, you know, I've heard that we can get $20,000 if we kidnap an American. And he's like, oh, man, what do I do now? And he goes, oh, that's only for white Americans. And he said, they laughed. And I said, I'll see you later. I got to get out of here. I mean, this guy is walking a fine line between two things. Maybe he is on the other side, but he deserves a day in court, doesn't he? Have we forgotten the idea that the government should not be able to just accuse you and then go straight to punishment? Have we forgotten the idea that the government should not be able to say, well, I see something here that maybe there's a tiny bit of a joint or something left in the backseat of your car. I don't know who left it there. I don't think you did it, but we're just going to take your car. Or we're going to take your house because we alleged that we found part of a joint on the front porch. We're not going to charge you with a crime. We're not going to convict you with a crime. We're just going to take your porch, take your house. They typically do it to poor people. They've done it to some rich people. They put a airline pilot out of business because he ferried a couple of business executives, he thought. They showed up in suits carrying business briefcases. He flew them from the U.S. to Canada, flew them back at the end of the day, and the plane was circled by the DEA. They said, these guys were doing a drug deal. He goes, I didn't know anything about it. He said, yeah, we know you didn't know anything about it, but your plane was involved in the crime, so we're going to take your plane. That was his entire business. They just confiscated it. He spent 2 years suing them to try to get his assets back because, you know, you have to prove that you're innocent in America, just like this guy who was on the kill list has to prove that he is innocent. And we're going to take a look at the war that is everywhere. You know, President Trump has said NATO might be getting us into World War III. All we need is a little tripwire somewhere. Do you know that we're involved in hostile action in virtually every country in the world, except about 30? Probably that's the 30 or so that are in NATO. Yeah. Commandos Sans Frontiers is the title of the article. Kind of like Doctors Without Borders, right? That was the French, is a play on that word. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Anyone who studied history and knows how human systems work He's horrified. We have global, hardcore, anti-human psychopaths in control of the big corporations. They're trying to wreck free market and consolidate total control, dumb humanity down ahead of replacing us with machines. And Trump has come in and is resisting that and saying we have a human future. They are launching a civil war against nation states right now, collapsing our borders. And my only message is this: everybody better wake up and realize the fight is now. Everybody should be very, very urgent, because the left and the globalists are frantic and launching their anti-human plan because they crave to control people. Those of us that are pro-human don't crave power. We already have the power. But we have to realize these scum are coming after us, and we have to speak out and take action now. InfoWars is on the front line, and so are you. We are the resistance.
July 20th, 2018. I'm David Knight. We're going to talk about the fact that President Trump has warned NATO's collective defense could start World War III. I'm going to tell you that World War III has already started. We are engaged probably in more countries than we were during World War II. Of course, not to the level that we were during World War II. It is not an existential threat to us, but we have our special forces involved in wars everywhere, and their budget is probably bigger than most of our NATO partners, quote unquote. The budget that we have for our special forces is probably bigger than our NATO partners, most of them. They're certainly not running around with black broomsticks going pew, 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 like the Germans when they conduct their NATO exercises. But I want to get something out of the way. I want to do my ode to a broken record, because, you know, I am so sick and tired of the hysteria this week about the summit with a Russian president being treason. I mean, this is beyond absurd. And it all began a week ago with Rod Rosenstein giving us his list of Russia's dirty dozen. These guys who supposedly messed with our election, except they didn't do anything. And, of course, it was all about collusion and investigating Trump, and everything, but nobody committed any crimes. No American citizens committed any crimes, and on and on and on. I mean, just... This is total gaslighting, folks. This is an effort to try to revive the conspiracy theories that have been dying on the vine from the left. And so I want to talk about a little bit of this. And I want to start with a guy on the right, George Will. You know, we have a term called a fifth column, don't we? Where did that come from? Well, it came from the 1930s. It was part of the Spanish Civil War. And one guy said, well, we have four columns that are advancing towards the city, but we have a fifth column on the inside, and it will undermine the defenses from the inside. Ernest Hemingway, who was there covering that war, began using that extensively, kind of made it a catchphrase, a fifth column, somebody who undermines from within. And I have to say that I think one of the most important things that have come out of this hysteria this week about an American president and a Russian president having a summit when they've got 90% of the world's nuclear weapons. I think one of the most important things is to examine the fifth column inside the conservative movement, inside the GOP, the politicians and the people in the press. And I think probably the premier fifth columnist is George Will. You know, the sad, embarrassing wreck of a man, he writes again. For what else? The Washington Post. You know, Mr. George Will, the go-to conservative for the liberal establishment. And to give you an idea of what he has to say, he says, America's child president had a play date with a KGB alumnus who surely enjoyed providing daycare. It was useful because it was illuminating. Now we shall see how many Republicans retain a capacity for embarrassment. Well, certainly George Will isn't not embarrassed to carry water for the military industrial complex in the deep state, is he? He goes on to talk about Lauds. Guess who? Lindsey Graham and John McCain. We call these people neocons because they're not real conservatives. Real conservatives are people like Robert Taft and the others who opposed New Deal socialism from FDR. They opposed foreign wars. They supported the ideals of America, which was a free market and no entangling alliances abroad, no intervention abroad. And yet these people, these that pose as conservatives now, that's why we call them neoconservatives, they are warmongers. And of course, right after that paragraph I read you, he starts talking about Jean Kirkpatrick, a Democrat, that these neocons loved. Why? Because the Democrats always loved war. You got Woodrow Wilson, you got FDR, the ones who got us into war. They all said, no, we're not going to get you into war. And then they got us into war. It's Republicans who used to fight against this. But now Republicans have become the lapdogs of the military-industrial complex. And nobody more so than George Will. But then there's Chris Cuomo, a special case. Let's play the clip of Chris Cuomo saying that election hacking is an act of war. This is something that he did, of course. I guess maybe, I don't know if he coordinated with Rod Rosenstein. That would be my conspiracy theory. Why not? I mean, they're allowed to have their conspiracy theories about collusion and what is he hiding up? You know, Putin must have something on President Trump. Yeah, he's got half of the world's nuclear missiles on President Trump. And that's a good enough reason to talk to him, to be polite to him, to not troll him. Is it funny that they never had any criticism of President Trump when he met with President Xi? Now, President Xi is every bit as brutal as Putin in terms of what he does to his people. He is a bigger threat, both economically to us, and I would argue militarily, without the nuclear weapons, but certainly they're trying to get there very aggressively. And yet, every time President Trump would push back against the Chinese president, the mainstream media has a fit. And if he doesn't push hard enough on Putin, they have a fit. Isn't that interesting? It's always that dichotomy. You know, don't say anything bad about the Chinese, but you better go after those Russians. I find that to be very interesting. Well, let's play the clip of Chris Cuomo. They did about a week ago. Run the clip.
I'd never realized that it can be anything but sunny in Helsinki at this time of year until today. As you see behind me, there's a little bit of a gloom now. It's set in right after the world witnessed a betrayal the likes of which we've never seen. America's president sided with its enemy today. Shock has turned to a national shunning as America finds unity in President Trump's perfidy.
Unity in his perfidy. All right, you have somebody write that line for him because I can't really believe that Chris Cuomo came up with that. And I'll tell you why. Because he says meddling is insufficiently severe word to describe election hacking. Now, maybe he didn't read the Rosenstein indictment of the Dirty Dozen. Because Rosenstein said, well, you know, actually didn't have any effect on the election and nobody in America was involved in this. And then if you look at the congressional testimony of Google and Facebook, yeah, it was a couple of thousand posts on Facebook. You know, just the Congress alone had more than 700,000 Facebook posts. Maybe they were hacking the election. I don't know. But $5,000 of Google ads spent, I mean, that's not even a good contributor to Hillary Clinton. And yet they were supposedly meddling in the election. But he says meddling isn't sufficiently severe. So he's going to call it hacking. See, this is why CNN is fake news. It's people like Chris Cuomo who want to go beyond the facts. The facts even laid out by somebody who was obviously trying to undermine this thing from the get-go, Rosenstein. So it wasn't bad enough what Rosenstein was doing. He had to go beyond that. No. I don't think that Rosenstein, even though he's holding this press conference, and again, that is such a strange thing to do, isn't it? If the person was not opposed to President Trump as deputy attorney general, if he was actually trying to help President Trump, wouldn't he give them this information and shut up about it? You know, hey, President Trump, this is what is happening here. I think you should know about this. Instead of holding a grandstanding press conference to try to undermine the president, that tells you everything that you need to know right there. But when we come back, because I think we've got time for it here. Let's play a little bit of something that I think gives you an insight into where Chris Cuomo is going. Because one of the things that he said, which is why I said I don't think he came up with this, perfidy quote that he had. He said, the big, ugly, white elephant in the room will be the U.S. election hacking. And as I pointed out yesterday, you unpack that sentence, and it's a bunch of It's not just a mixed metaphor, but it's a bunch of nonsense. But maybe he got this because, I don't know, maybe he studies on how to do his job by watching Will Ferrell's Anchorman. Because it was Will Ferrell who I think first used the mixed metaphor of the white elephant in the room. Here's a sample of that clip.
I'm addressing the white elephant in the room. I'm breaking down the barriers of race by assimilation. And that's all I'm doing.
You're coming off like a jerk.
I think it's going well.
Yeah, what he was doing was he was there with his black girlfriend with a black family, and he was unconsciously pandering to political correctness. Maybe that's what Cuomo is doing. You know, he feels guilty about being white, so he talks about the big white elephant in the room, kind of like Anchorman. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to look a little bit more at Chris Cuomo and what President Trump had to say about the media.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant on product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Politicians who think that more taxes solve everything. They're not just in the Democrat Party. We got some in the Republican Party as well. We had some Republicans voting for carbon taxes. Yes, we got too much energy. We got to make it more expensive. We're going to get to news today. We're not just going to spend time on the mental illness reactions and the lies of the media about the Trump summit. We're actually going to get into some real news about the economy and about other issues that are coming up, as well as the investigations. But I just want to say one more thing about Chris Cuomo, because he's just the gift that keeps on giving here. Yeah, I don't want to see CNN go away, or as I think we should call them, DNCNN, the district, Democrat National Committee News Network. That's really what we should call them, the DNCNN. They've kind of merged, haven't they? You know, he says the big, ugly, white elephant in the room. The white elephant is that they can't sell their lie. It's this stinking conspiracy theory that nobody is buying, and they're stuck with it. So they're going to double down on that white elephant. The elephant in the room is that there was no election hacking, even though he once pretended it did happen, that it was an act of war and so forth. It is not hacking to get information about Hillary's bought and paid for DNC. You want to talk about election hacking? Talk about how she had the election sewn up before the first vote was cast. That's election hacking. The superdelegate scandal. That was what caused a whistleblower to release that information. It was not hacked by anybody, as I've pointed out over and over again. I've played my interviews with William Binney talking about how he has, I trust him more on that than I do Chris Cuomo. Anchorman, William Binney, former global technical head of the NSA. He actually looked at how long it took for this information, looking at the time and date stamps on the file. And he said, you can't transfer that stuff that quickly over the Internet. So it wasn't hacked. It was put on a thumb drive. And that's hard facts. Eventually the facts will win out, Chris. And so it wasn't election hacking. It wasn't hacking with the election to tell the truth about Hillary Clinton. Hacking the election is when the DNCNN tells lies about Hillary Clinton to support her over and over again. That's hacking the election, if you want to get upset about something. That's an act of war, if you will. It's not an act of war to tell the truth about her, but it was a inside whistleblower talking about the way she had hacked the primaries. They were deeply in debt, as Democrats always are. She said, I'm flush with cash from all of my ill-gotten gains from the Clinton Foundation. I can pay off all of your debts. And she owned them lock, stock, and barrel. And she had that election sewn up before the first vote was counted. And so we're going to get into what they don't really want to talk about. There really is an elephant in the room in terms of election hacking. And it's what they will not talk about. Meanwhile, President Trump got him fired up again yesterday. He said a couple of things. He said, first of all, the real enemy of the people are the media. You think so? After what I just showed you about the so-called neocons like George Will and Chris Cuomo, I think they are enemies of the people. I think George Will is a fifth columnist. He said the real enemy of the people. He said the summit with Russia was a great success, except for the real enemy of the people, the fake news media. I look forward to our second meeting, so we can start implementing some of the many things discussed, including stopping terrorism, security of Israel, nuclear proliferation, cyber attacks, trade, Ukraine, Middle East peace, North Korea, and many others. These are all things that a relationship, that diplomacy could actually help us with. Wouldn't that be a good thing, maybe? It says, there are many answers, some easy, some hard, to these problems, but they can all be solved. And so he has invited Putin to Washington this autumn. And he has asked Ambassador John Bolton to invite President Putin to Washington in the fall. I guess as he saw the media take a pratfall, he said, nice trip, see you next fall. Putin, meanwhile, has something to say. He said that there is a pathetic cabal. It's actually the real government, as I pointed out yesterday. It really is treason what President Trump did, because the real government are the establishment politicians of both parties, the press of both parties that is owned by them. It's not just DNC and N, but it's the entire establishment press. And they are the ones, along with the permanent entrenched bureaucracy that is unelected, unaccountable, self-interested, the military-industrial complex, the crony capitalism, all of that stuff. That is really the cabal. That's the true government. And it was treason for President Trump to think that simply because he won an election by the American people, that he has any authority against the real government, that he would come up with a policy that flies in the face of the real government. So you have some more of these people. In case you don't believe that the fake news media is the real enemy of the people, you have Time magazine. Another example of why they're failing. You know, Time, CNN, MSNBC. These people are destroying themselves. They're suicidal. They have destroyed their own credibility. So what they do is they morph Trump's face with Putin's face. As Zero Hedge points out, Trump's distinctive blonde hair, his wispy eyebrows, his pursed lips merge with Putin's nose and blue eyes. It is meant to represent this particular moment in U.S. foreign policy following the pair's recent meeting in Helsinki, Finland, said Time. Yeah, that's why they're failing. So, of course, you know, it's President Trump who is allied with Hillary Clinton. But, you know, President Trump tweeted out something that Hillary Clinton had to say. There's a short 10-second clip of Hillary Clinton saying, as everybody has said, Republican and Democrat, prior to this, that it's a good thing if we can ease tensions between the U.S. and Russia. It'd be a good thing for everybody, wouldn't it? That used to be the conventional wisdom. No longer. So he tweeted out a 10-second clip I'm going to play for you, and then I want you to hear Hillary Clinton as she gave the Russian reset button to the ambassador when she was Secretary of State. She was going to reset the relations. They thought it was going to be a good thing. No, she was resetting it for a new Cold War. Here's Hillary Clinton.
I mean, we want very much to have a strong Russia, because a strong, competent,
traitor,
prosperous, stable Russia is, we think, in the interests of the world.
Today, in anticipation of this important meeting and our time here together, I wanted to present you with a little gift, which represents what President Obama and President Biden and I have been saying. And that is, we want to reset our relationship.
Except they got it wrong.
So we will do it together, okay?
Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. We worked hard to get the right Russian word. You think we got it?
You get it wrong.
I got it wrong.
You got it wrong.
It should be перезагрузка.
Ah.
And this says перегрузка, which means overcharge.
Oh, maybe what she was telling him was that they paid too much for Uranium One deal that she had just said. Well, after she got the Uranium One deal, then it was time for a reset button. And she gives him a button that doesn't say reset, it says overcharged. Oh, she's maybe a little bit too clever by half, isn't she? We'll be right back on David Knight.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I've got one more short segment. We'll talk about some updates to this insanity about an American-Russian summit that we have here. And then I'm going to put this broken record to bed here because it just keeps coming. More insanity from the Democrats. Now they want to depose Trump's interpreter. I'm going to tell you what people on both parties who have worked in the diplomatic corps have to say about that insanity, that latest insanity. But first, I played for you, just as we're going to break, Hillary Clinton, her reset button, where they were resetting the Cold War for the military-industrial complex. And, of course, it didn't say reset. It said overcharged. We're overcharged for the military-industrial complex. They were overcharged paying off Hillary Clinton for Uranium One. So that was appropriate, I think. But Vladimir Putin said at the summit, he said, I'm going to go off script here and speak personally. I'd like to say a few words. He said, we see that there are forces in the U.S. that are prepared at the drop of a hat to sacrifice Russian-American relations for the sake of their internal political ambitions in America. They're all prepared to sacrifice the interests of their own businesses and the interests of their allies in Europe and the Middle East, as well as their own national security. And of course, we've seen our national security interests sacrificed by Hillary Clinton when she exposed them. She took our highly classified, above top secret conversations with foreign states of heads of state and so forth, put it on her email, ClintonEmails.com, just in case you had trouble finding it if you were a hacker. Putting it all out there. So I guess it's you know, it's kind of like a little drop if you're putting the documents in. You know, you don't have to actually meet somebody at a park bench, put the documents in a newspaper, leave it sitting on the bench, then get up, leave your newspaper there, and the next person comes and gets it. No, you can just put it on ClintonEmails.com, and after they've sent you the check in the mail to one of your Clinton Foundation organizations, they can just go get the documents right there off of Clinton. Anybody can get them, friend or foe. And so all this stuff that we have to sacrifice, all of our freedom, our liberty, our money that we sacrifice for national security, it just goes to people like Hillary Clinton. And for their own political gain, they will sacrifice our own national security by creating a Cold War, by trying to escalate this, as many people have said, beyond the limits of the Cuban Missile Crisis. You know, things got to a head there, but there were people on both sides that didn't want that to happen. That's why right afterwards, you had them say, hey, let's do something about strategic arms limitations. Let's do something about better communications between the two countries. Let's do something about a nuclear test ban treaty. This thing nearly got out of hand. No, you got people here in America. That's what's really insane. Screaming to go after Russia for everything, blaming them for everything. That is what's really crazy. Finally, Putin said, these people are neither despicable nor pathetic. The opposite. They're quite powerful and strong. They can peddle, sorry for my expression, various hard-to-swallow stories to millions of people. You know, people like George Will, people like Chris Cuomo, people like Hillary Clinton, the Democrats, and all these congressmen that you hear there. And so the question now from the Democrats in Congress, they're demanding that Trump's interpreter be forced to publicly disclose the details of the meeting. The confidential conversation. Or, you know, maybe they could just create an email account and call it TrumpConversationsAndEmails.com. How about that? Would that be good? Maybe the translator should have her own email server, her private email server, and everybody could just go there and get the information. One guy, Harry Obst, served as an interpreter for 7 presidents. He says, this has never happened in American history. And if it hasn't happened over 200 years, there has to be a good reason for it. But a growing number of Democrats want Marina Gross, the interpreter, to be hauled into a congressional committee to reveal what she heard. And as you see, Bill Pascrell of New Jersey said, well, it may be unprecedented to subpoena a translator to reveal details of a private meeting between the president and another world leader. But Trump's actions are unprecedented. No, it isn't. We've had every president since Harry Truman has met with a Russian leader. You have former officials from Obama and the George Bush administration talking about this. One of them said it raises concerns about whether or not you can have diplomatic communications. See, that's the basic issue. All of this complaining about the summit says, oh, are we going to even have a diplomatic meetings anymore? No, we're going to have to sacrifice that to their partisan politics, to their gaslighting conspiracy theories that never end. As I say, the possibility that summit interpreter Marina Gross will appear before Congress is remote for now, given that the GOP controls both chambers of Congress. You understand, folks, that sanity in government is hanging by the thread of a one-vote majority in the Senate. Tony Fratto, who served as a White House deputy press secretary under George W. Bush, called it a fruitless effort. He said the law is clear. Of course, the law doesn't matter to Democrats, does it? But he says the law is clear. It would be bonkers to think this conversation doesn't fall under executive privilege. He says that's not their job, and the Constitution is pretty clear on it. Another one said Fontaine said people on the Hill seem to have a short historical perspective. Yeah, they don't remember that Obama met with Russians, that Hillary met with Russians. But at some point, a Democrat will have a one-on-one with a leader, or will take a walk in the park with a leader. Do you really want to have that? But, you know, Adam Schiff is pushing on with this. The Democrats were the ones who were weaponizing Facebook against Trump. It wasn't the Dirty Dozen. And the FBI chief has threatened to quit if Trump invites Russian agents to the U.S. FBI Chief Christopher Wray dismissed the idea of Putin's offer for U.S. law enforcement agents to travel to Russia and interview subjects of last week's DOJ indictment. So they got their Dirty Dozen. He says, oh, okay, you want to come and interview them? We don't, that's not high on our list of investigative techniques. Yeah. Neither is getting physical evidence like servers high on your investigative techniques. When you went to get the physical servers at the DNC, Hillary Clinton's contractor CrowdStrike said, no, you don't, these are not the servers you're interested in. We've looked at them and I'll tell you what they have to say. Go away. And then we'll have our lawyer look at Hillary Clinton's emails and decide which ones you'll be allowed to see. That's the way the FBI does their investigations. And quite frankly, I hope Trump does invite them to come to the U.S. I hope he does, because I'd love to see somebody like Christopher Wray leave. He says, I'm a low-key, understated guy, but that should not be mistaken for what my spine is made of. So I'll just leave it at that. So he says he's going to leave. Please, let's push that reset button. So the question is, what is real election hacking? Real election hacking, folks, is the money. Real election hacking are the electronic voting machines. That is the elephant in the room. Or if you're Chris Cuomo, the white elephant in the room. No, it's the elephant in the room. The thing that none of them want to talk about. You got NPR still and say, hacking an election? You know, we'll have to see about this. We got Russians. Are they going to do it to us again, says NPR. And we got to do something about that. No, you know, actually, DEF CON is coming up. It comes up. It's a hacking conference. Comes up every August in Las Vegas. What they're going to do as part of DEF CON, they're going to have children ages 5 to 16 are going to have the opportunity to hack into exact replicas of Secretary of State election result websites for the presidential election in battleground states. And they're going to be able to change the vote tallies and the election results. You see, hacking these electronic voting machines is literally child's play. Literally child's play. And they're going to prove it at the DEF CON hacking convention in Las Vegas next month. He says it's a perfect opportunity to demonstrate that even kids with basic computer skills can infiltrate states' websites. Do you think you need to have the Dirty Dozen in Russia that we're told are collectively Guccifer 2.0? I don't know if any of that is true. But you can do this with kids. Every election, we have some local news story where they take a college professor from a junior college and his undergrad students, and they demonstrate it on local TV. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Anyone who studied history and knows how human systems work is horrified. We have global, hardcore, anti-human psychopaths in control of the big corporations. They're trying to wreck free market and consolidate total control, dumb humanity down ahead of replacing us with machines. And Trump has come in and is resisting that and saying we have a human future. They are launching a civil war against nation states right now, collapsing our borders. And my only message is this: everybody better wake up and realize the fight is now. Everybody should be very, very urgent, because the left and the globalists are frantic and launching their anti-human plan because they crave to control people. Those of us that are pro-human don't crave power. We already have the power. But we have to realize these scum are coming after us, and we have to speak out and take action now. InfoWars is on the front line, and so are you. We are the resistance. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to talk just briefly about real election hacking, and then we're going to get on to news. New news, not the same news that we've been seeing all this week. And, of course, there were some new developments with the insanity. We got to depose the interpreter and so forth. But the real elephant in the room they don't want to talk about is the election hacking. And we have updates about that in terms of both the electronics and the money that I want to talk about, the thing that you're not going to hear mainstream media talking about. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you of the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program. We've got a new product, Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. It is now 25% off. It's the first product that we've had for topical application of silver. It has nano silver, very effective at fighting bacteria as well as virus. And you can now, with this gel, put it on minor cuts, burns, scrapes, many other things. And it is 25% off as a new product. We have our big sale is about to end. 50% off things like Brain Force Plus, DNA Force. That's a big savings on DNA Force. That's a very expensive product to produce. And an essential ingredient in that, a very rare and expensive ingredient, helps your mitochondrial health. And so that's why it is so expensive there. But again, 50% off DNA Force, Real Red Pill Plus, many other things, 50% off. At InfoWarsStore.com. So take a look at the products that we have there. We really do appreciate your support. If we look at NPR, here's a headline for today. Week of Trump reversals puts 2018 election security in the spotlight. And so when I saw this headline, I thought, oh, are they going to talk about the real issue of real election hacking? Because last week, Ron Rosenstein said, no, it hasn't been hacked. Nothing was changed in the election. please, yeah, they always imply that the election was hacked. They'll frequently say it, like Chris Cuomo, who doesn't understand the difference between an election actually being hacked, called it an act of war. So Rosenstein talks about it, and he says, well, it was a little bit of meddling. It really didn't amount to anything. It's like, so why are we still talking about this? Why are we still talking about this? I really don't understand. You know, it really doesn't make any sense that we're still talking about this. We want to say that nobody committed a crime. Nothing was changed in the election. But we're still going to talk about this. You see, for anybody that is not a Democrat, that should be the end of it. Only the Democrats, when they hear something like that, they're screaming, racist traitor. That's how you can tell if you're a liberal Democrat. Everybody else is like, yeah, we know that. We've known that for quite some time. So let's talk about something else. But let's talk about real election hacking and how they don't want to go there. So NPR wants to put out in the idea our elections are vulnerable, but only to the Russians. With less than 4 months to go, says NPR, how much of this year's midterm elections are at risk for the kind of interference that was sown by Russia? They didn't do anything. Mueller's recent indictments of 12 Russian intelligence officers, the Dirty Dozen, as I say, accused of hacking the Democrat Party and state election computer networks. It'd be foolish to think that Russia is not trying to influence the election, says Homeland Security Secretary Nielsen. She said they have the capability, they have the will. And let me tell you something. This is another red herring, and I don't care if it comes from a Trump appointee or if it is coming from a Democrat shill. I'll tell you what they're doing with this stuff. With these election voting machines, these electronic voting machines, and the other devices that they have, these Republicans and Democrats can manipulate the results. They want to make sure that if somebody sees that the results were manipulated, they don't start looking at them. And so they're going to set up the narrative in advance to blame it on the Russians, which is what happened in this last election. As Hillary Clinton is manipulating the election, oh, look, the Russians did it. Don't look at what just came out. Let's talk about the Russians. Don't look at the information that was exposed about me. Let's talk about how it was obtained. And I'm sure it was obtained by those nasty Russians. And so we have to rally around Hillary because she is real America. No, she's not. No, she's not at all. You know, they're setting this thing up to give themselves an alibi. You look at all these people, as we said before, talking about Uranium One, all the different crimes and involvement that these people have had with the Clinton Foundation. People like Mueller and Comey and Rosenstein. They have been involved in these crimes for a long time, so they're trying to cover up their crimes. Let's keep this investigation going. Let's get all the documents. We can run them through the paper shredder in the back door while we're coming after President Trump. And when they start talking about the actual hacking of the election coming up in the fall, they are covering themselves for what they know they're going to do. As we went to break, I was telling you about the DEF CON hacking conferences coming up. They're going to have kids ages 5 through 16, and they're going to invite them, challenge them, to hack replicas of the Secretary of State election results. Now, we know that it was Obama's Homeland Security, the 2016 election. They were breaking in, trying to get information. They traced it back to Obama's Homeland Security. But now we're supposed to forget about all that. We're supposed to pretend that it was only the Dirty Dozen in Russia who did this. And so they're making the point that it is very easily done by kids. Jake Braun, a White House liaison to Homeland Security under Obama, is an executive director of the Cyber Policy Initiative at the University of Chicago. He said it's so easy to hack a website that to make it challenging, we had to give it to kids to do. But then this is the admission. This is why NPR plays this game with you. They said election officials have taken a sometimes critical view of hacking demonstrations. This is Politico, a left-wing magazine. And still, they maintain this issue that the only threat is coming from Russia. But at least somebody at Politico understands where the threat is coming from. Election officials have taken a sometimes critical view of hacking demonstrations, fearful that lowering confidence in election systems could depress turnout or undermine valid votes. Yeah, they don't want you to lose confidence in this rigged election system. And let me tell you, it is not just hacking the machines. As I said before, every time we got an election, you can find story after story of some community college professor and his undergrad students going in saying, look, we stick a little thumb drive in this thing and we can, in this election machine, and even though you push and vote for George Washington, it votes for Joseph Stalin. It'll show up on the screen that you voted for George Washington, but it'll tabulate it internally as going to Joseph Stalin. And then it will erase itself. And my students did this in just a couple of hours. So I thought I'd show this to you on television. Wow, isn't this amazing? And they do this over and over again. They've been doing it for election after election, these local stories here. And so now they're going to have some kids do it. Have you got the message yet? You don't need the Dirty Dozen. You don't need Guccifer 2.0. It's child's play to do this. What you need to do is get the electronic voting machines out. It was just yesterday or the day before I talked about how the biggest electronic voting machine company, ES&S, admitted, yes, we do have remote control software, and yes, it goes to the central area of each board of elections. That is where we can manipulate the machines from there, and that's also where everything is tabulated. I mean, that's where you would want to interfere, right? Not at the individual machines necessarily, because then you would have to go in each and every one of these voting machines and put your stuff in there. It's much easier to do it centrally, an enterprise-wide solution for hacking the election. But let's talk about the money here. Free Thought Project points out, as Americans argue over Russia, the U.S. government quietly allows dark money groups to keep their donors secret. The U.S. Treasury quietly announced that it will no longer force dark money groups or certain tax-exempt organizations to disclose their financial donors. What are those groups? Well, that's things like labor unions, issue advocacy groups, and nonprofits, things like Soros' groups, right? They don't have to have any disclosure requirements now. They're going to get rid of that. Isn't that convenient? It was just about a week ago that we had a little bit of a tempest because Elon Musk was shown to have donated like tens of thousands of dollars to the GOP. And the left that loves him because he's such an environmentalist freaked out about that. And so Elon Musk contacted the Sierra Club and said, please go public with the fact that I gave you $6 million. This guy is handing out money left and right to both sides. That's how he can get the crony capitalist subsidies that he gets. You know, he's gotten over $4 billion worth of subsidies, and that was about 3 years ago at that point in time for his various companies. He gets that kind of subsidy because he hands out money to both Democrats and Republicans. So now here's a solution from Steve Mnuchin. They're going to not disclose any information about that. Look, you can't get the money out of politics. You got to get the power out of Washington. Because as long as there's power in Washington, there'll be a lot of money to be had there. The only thing we can do, the best we can do, and the real world solution is to have transparency, and they've just shut that down. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. You know, we have so many people in the mainstream media. I think it was even Christopher Wray. He said, I keep hearing this term deep state. I do not know what it means. Well, just look in a mirror, pal. When we look at the testimony of Lisa Page, I want to play for you what Congressman Ratcliffe had to say about Lisa Page. And, of course, she is the lawyer mistress of Peter Strzok. And here's what Lisa Page, it was not a public hearing, so we don't see her sneering at the congressman like we saw Peter Strzok. But they had some interesting things to say after the hearing, and here's what Ratcliffe had to say.
There are differences in their testimony. In many cases, she admits that the text messages mean exactly what they say, as opposed to Agent Strzok, who thinks that we've all misinterpreted his own words on any text message that might be negative.
So in other words, you get that? She said they mean exactly what they say. In other words, we have to stop him. Well, that means exactly what it says. We don't have to quibble over what the meaning of is. After just 5 hours, a cooperative, as I said, and credible Lisa Page answered many questions that Strzok did not. Mark Meadows, one of Page's harshest critics, leading up to her appearance, said that her cooperation speaks well of her. He said that to The Hill. Kyle Cheney reported that Representative Matt Gaetz says the questions that Lisa Page answered, but that Strzok would not, heightened his concern about whether the FBI was driving towards a desired outcome in its Russian probe. He said FBI counsel was there and at times intervened to prevent her from answering. Now, the question is, why would FBI counsel be there? As I point out, Gaetz said Lisa Page is not an FBI employee, but the FBI was here providing counsel, giving her direction as to which questions to answer, which ones not to answer. And there's a question as to the propriety of that before the House, said Matt Gaetz. And another person who had an issue with that was Louis Gohmert. Gohmert said that Page's closed-door testimony to the House on Friday and Monday was at times so frank that the FBI lawyers tried to keep her from answering. He said there were times the FBI lawyers would be reaching for the button to mute her comment, but she would answer before the thing could mute her comment. He said, I think she'll be a good witness. Do you kind of get the idea that the FBI doesn't want to get to the truth? That the FBI, who she does not work for, is there to try to stop her from telling the truth about what the FBI is doing? What Peter Strzok did at the FBI? He is still at the FBI. He still has a security clearance, even though Jeff Sessions had said, no, we've removed his security clearance. And he told people when he testified them, he sneered and said, I have above top secret clearance. I have special compartment or whatever it is that they call that. Isn't that amazing? Do you find it amazing that the FBI, just as we had Christopher Wray says, I don't need to talk to the Dirty Dozen. I don't want them to come here and talk to us. I'm not going to go there to talk to them. That's not the way we do investigations. We know how you do investigations. You do investigations where you don't investigate. You are a federal bureaucracy. It's in your name. You're a federal bureaucracy of instigation, not investigation. You don't want the truth investigated. You don't want testimony about what your agents did to subvert the election and how they were going to attempt to be involved in a coup. Now, the Wall Street Journal has said that if President Trump wants the American people to learn the truth about what happened in 2016, he's going to have to declassify a host of documents. Let's hope that he does. I would love to see President Trump declassify all this stuff that the FBI is covering up. And let's just not stop there. Let's go back to 9/11. Let's go back to November 23rd, 1963, or whatever the date was. I think that's the date of the Kennedy assassination. Let's go back and declassify a lot of stuff that they're trying to hide from us. He's already declassified some of that stuff, but they're still hiding a lot of things from us. I think President Trump ought to just blow the lid off of these people. Put it all out there all at once. And starting with these crooked FBI people. You know, Brennan has come back and said, well, you're going to have to withhold vital intelligence from him.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product, it goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste, is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. You know, we haven't heard anything about Lisa Page's testimony, as I said at the top of the hour, but we have heard from multiple representatives. We had Louis Gohmert. We had Matt Gaetz. So, you know, the interesting thing is that even though she's not an FBI employee, they were there. And there were lawyers from the FBI trying to keep her from saying things. And they would hit the mute button, said Louis Gohmert. But sometimes she'd be able to say it before they could mute her. What is this about? What are they trying to cover up? Folks, you know, when we look at what is happening here in these various investigations with Mueller, now we've got a former Sanders advisor that is being named in the Manafort trial documents, Tad Devine. He served as a senior advisor to Bernie Sanders. And as it's reported here by 7 Days VT.com, he got an unwelcome reminder of his political past. His name appears on numerous exhibits in the the persecution, folks, it's not prosecution, of Paul Manafort. Devine worked with Manafort on the 2006 and 2010 campaigns of Viktor Yanukovych for president of the Ukraine. But don't worry, because he's a Democrat. They're not going to come after him. They're going to give him immunity. Evidence in special counsel Mueller's investigation into Russian collusion in the election reveals that former Democrat presidential candidate Bernie Sanders' chief strategist was in contact with a former intelligence agent just before joining the campaign. But it's okay. Because even though these people have embraced communism and socialism their entire lives, I guess the problem is that Russia isn't communist and socialist enough. It's not as communist and socialist as the Democrat Party is now in America. But it's okay. Nothing to be concerned about. They're Democrats. It's okay for Democrats to talk to Russians. So it's communications between Tad Devine, Paul Manafort, Ukrainian diplomats, Russian intelligence agents, began as early as 2006, continued no, it says no earlier on the Daily Call. I think they mean no later than June 2014. So this is a former business partner with Manafort's lobbying operation. And, of course, Manafort is charged with lobbying on behalf of Ukraine's former pro-Russian government without registering as a foreign agent in the U.S. Okay, so you understand what the problem is here. And maybe we could help out Paul Manafort here by saying that he was simply an undocumented lobbyist. Is that okay? Would that be okay? You know, we got people who come into this country all the time, put themselves on the welfare rolls, put their kids in the schools that we have to pay for. But it's okay because they're undocumented. Well, these people are undocumented lobbyists. Or maybe they were migrant lobbyists or something, you know, that the people that came in. But no, he didn't fill the paperwork out, maybe. But then neither did John Podesta or this guy who worked for Bernie Sanders. But Mueller's going to give them a pass. He's going to give them immunity because he wants to go after Manafort. 2 days ago, actually 3 days ago, it was reported by the Gateway Pundit that Robert Mueller was going to seek immunity for five potential witnesses in the Manafort trial, according to court filings on Tuesday. It's suspected that two of the witnesses are creepy and criminal Podesta brothers, as they put it. The Democrats' poster boys. And he's going to seek immunity for five people. And that's now been verified, appears. Tucker Carlson reported again last night, said that they're going to be, the Podesta group is going to be given immunity. See, it was Podesta and his lobbying group. It was Bernie Sanders' guy who was actually working with Paul Manafort. So you've got people who are inside the Washington game, K Street lobbyists. And then they become the guys running the campaign for Trump, for Bernie Sanders, and for Hillary Clinton. And Mueller says, we will give the Sanders and Clinton people immunity so they can go after the Trump campaign. Okay? The Hillary and Bernie campaigns get immunity so we can prosecute the Trump campaign. It's not political. It's not political at all, right? We'll give Hillary immunity so we can go after these other guys. Now, he was an undocumented lobbyist, maybe, but so was John Podesta, both of the Podesta brothers, and Tad Levine, who worked for Bernie Sanders. They were undocumented lobbyists. Here is a migrant lobbyist, according to them. We have somebody else who didn't fill out the paperwork. You know, this 29-year-old Russian girl, and as the Washington, I'll give you the Washington Post's version of this and see if you see anything wrong with coming after this 29-year-old. For nearly 5 years, the young Russian political science student was an unusual fixture at the most important events of the U.S. conservative movement, says the Washington Post. Isn't that convenient? Conservative and Russian. We got to go after her, says the FBI. They want to mute Lisa Page's testimony, but they want to go after this girl. I'll tell you what she did. Maria Butina struck up friendships with influential leaders of the National Rifle Association and CPAC. Oh, well, okay, we got something now. Touting her interest in U.S. affairs and efforts to promote gun rights in Putin's restrictive Russia. In other words, she said, yeah, you know, we don't have any gun rights in Russia. I'd like to find out how you guys do it. I'm a political science student here. I'm in graduate school here. I want to talk to some politicians. I have a conservative leaning. I want the ability to protect myself as a woman. Oh, well, she's a lobbyist for Russia. She publicly quizzed, this is Washington Post, she publicly quizzed Trump about his views on Russia. Well, that's clearly a criminal offense, right? She briefly met his eldest son at an NRA convention. Oh, yeah, we're really getting deep into the Russian collusion here now, aren't we? She attended a ball at Trump's inauguration. She tried, but did not get, a meeting between him and a senior Russian government official at last year's annual National Prayer Breakfast. By 2017, after she had enrolled as a graduate student at American University in Washington, Butina began probing groups on the left. Oh, well, yeah, but we don't want to talk about the groups on the left, just CPAC and the NRA. Trying unsuccessfully to interview a D.C.-based civil rights group about its cyber vulnerabilities for what she said was a school project, because she's a graduate student in politics. She was indicted this last Tuesday, accused of grand conspiracy there. Everybody, it's a conspiracy. And failing to register as a foreign agent. It's their conspiracy, and she didn't fill out some paperwork. She's a political science graduate student who is involved in talking to politicians and political groups. They want to call her a lobbyist and say she didn't fill out paperwork. She is an undocumented migrant lobbyist. Give her a break. Come on. The Democrats don't care about paperwork when it comes to voting in San Francisco. You don't even have to pretend you're a citizen. You can just vote. Why are we straining at this gnat here? They said that there's some pictures showing that she worked for the deputy head of Russia's central bank Somebody said that she worked for him as an assistant. So she had a job working for a guy in the Russian Central Bank, and she talked to politicians. I think this is an effort to go after the NRA, quite frankly. Her attorney said she intends to defend her rights vigorously. She looks forward to clearing her name. She is not a Russian agent, but merely a student with an interest in politics, with a major in politics. She is a graduate political student with an interest in that. But she's been charged with conspiracy to act as an agent of the Russian Federation without prior notification of the Attorney General. Her lawyer went on to say it's simply a misuse of the foreign agent statute designed to punish covert propaganda, not open and public networking by foreign students. That's what she was doing. She was openly talking to people in public forums, asking questions. Do you have to sign up and get the permission of Peter Strzok and James Comey and John Brennan and James Clapper and Christopher Wray and Rod Rosenstein in order to talk politics in Washington? Only if it's a certain kind of politics. Let me just say, finally, as we put this whole thing to bed, most of the people listening are not liberals, so I'll only have to say this once. If it was liberals, I'd have to say this over and over again for 2 or 3 years. Nobody died. Nobody was hacked. Nobody changed any votes. Nobody influenced the election, not even the Dirty Dozen. They didn't even make a serious attempt. But nobody can talk about anything else. We're going to talk about something completely different when we come back. Stay with us.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the ProPure Whole House Filtration System today.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the Glovelist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and as I said, we're going to break. I've had enough of the insanity. We're going to say goodbye to that broken record. Just one more comment. We have ex-CIA Director Brennan saying Trump better watch out. The intelligence community might begin to withhold vital intelligence from him. You know, like all that information about the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, all that vital intelligence that he needs to know. Yeah, keep it to yourself, CIA. He doesn't believe you. He's made it pretty clear that he doesn't believe anything that these past guys said. He's said that he believes the guys that he's got there now. Maybe he believes Pompeo. I hope he doesn't put too much trust in these liars that are there, these self-interested liars. But that's a little bit of good news, that they won't be giving him any information. But let's get to the really good news. We have a federal court, and this is, folks, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the crazy Circuit Court of Appeals. And they have struck down a gun ban in California. Isn't that crazy? I mean, they are so far to the left that even the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals thinks they're crazy. You know, even Dianne Feinstein can't get the approval of the California Democrats. They won't even endorse Dianne Feinstein. So they are to the left of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. They're to the left of Dianne Feinstein. A three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court issued a ruling on Tuesday upholding a lower court's decision to suspend enforcement of California's restriction on the possession of magazines that hold 10 rounds or more. Chris Cox, executive director of the NRA's legal action group, said this unconstitutional law criminalizes mere possession of many standard capacity magazines and would instantly turn many law-abiding gun owners into criminals. You know, when I saw this headline, federal court upholds decision to block California's magazine ban. And I thought, is that bullets or paper? Because, you know, these people, these Democrats, they don't like free speech. And they hate the First Amendment as much as they hate the Second Amendment. And, you know, quite frankly, if we were talking about the paper magazines, you know, like Time and Newsweek, if Time and Newsweek weren't selling the kinds of lies that the Democrats like, they would ban them. Kind of like what happened with Tommy Robinson. Tommy Robinson's judge said, all right, to jail with this guy, no trial, nothing. And don't anybody talk about this in the press. Then after a few days, the judge realized, but wait a minute, the press is going to say what I want them to say, and lifted the ban. And then the BBC and the Guardian and all these others said, yeah, that's right. It was a great thing for him to send Tommy Robinson to jail without any publication, without a trial, without a jury. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Good thing. So if Time and Newsweek were not on the side of the lefty Democrats, they would be calling for those magazines to be banned, not just the gun magazines with 10 bullets in them. You know, I've talked about this many times. I've shown the magazines on the programs here. Going back to the late 1970s, magazines, both Time and Newsweek, they were the magazines of record. You could count on them, right? And they had on their cover, this is the end of oil. We're going to be out of oil by the mid-1980s. That was 1979. We're not going to have any more oil in about 6 years. And we're going to run out of gas before the 1980s are out. Those are the kind of lies that they were telling then, the kind of lies that they're telling now. Here's the truth. We didn't run out of oil, as you may have noticed, worldwide. I mean, they're talking worldwide, not just the United States. We didn't run out of oil in the 1980s, by the mid-1980s. As a matter of fact, Texas is about to surpass Iraq and Iran and become the number three oil producer. If it was its own sovereign country, Texas would be second only to Russia and Saudi Arabia in terms of oil production. Here's a video where they're talking about this.
We're almost at $4 gasoline in some states. When Brent is $80, you're almost at $4 gasoline. That'll have a major impact on the American consumer. That's the reason I think the president is trying to intervene. Bring the price down a little bit.
Let's look at the top line number. The U.S. is at a record nearly 11 million barrels a day. Your projections are to get to 15 million, which is extraordinary, passing Russia and Saudi Arabia comfortably. What's the time frame?
It's over the next 7 to 8 years, maybe 10 years, but we'll see a lot of it in the next 5 years. We'll be at 13 fairly quickly. We'll surpass Russia here shortly in the next 3 to 4 months. We'll be at 15 sometime in 2026.
Do you hear that? He's saying, you know, we're looking at, if it gets up to $80 a barrel, we're looking at $4 a gallon of gas. President Trump's got to do something about it. We need cheap energy, folks. Cheap energy is the basis for quality of life, and even more importantly, for quantity of life. Life expectancy is tied to having cheap available energy. It's not just our economy. It's a good thing. It's a real good thing. And as we see oil production expanding rapidly in the United States, and that's just Texas alone, is about to become the number three oil producer in the world, second only to the countries of Russia and Saudi Arabia. Now, third only, I should say. And so that's a good thing, isn't it? It's a good thing that our CO2 emissions have fallen faster than every other country. You know, the reason they had the Paris Climate Accord was because they wanted to make our energy expensive. They wanted to manage our economy. The people who have had the biggest growth in CO2 emission, which is their metric. I'm not concerned about CO2, quite frankly. It's a natural substance, something that plants need. God has created a closed system here. You get more CO2, you're going to have the plants grow more rapidly. They're going to consume that CO2. I'm not really concerned about that. It's a biofeedback mechanism. But the people that are concerned about it, who thought that an increase in CO2 was going to be the end of the world, they're perfectly fine with massive increases in CO2 production by China, by India, by the EU. No, it's America that they wanted to throttle. I hope you see this for what it is. But I want you to see that we have Republicans who have voted in favor of carbon taxes. Because, see, if we got cheap energy, we got to raise the taxes on it. And even though America has had the biggest drop in CO2 production, we have 6 Republicans who want to impose carbon taxes to punish us for using energy. Carlos Curbelo of Florida. Brian Fitzpatrick's of Pennsylvania, Trey Hollingsworth of Indiana, Francis Rooney of Florida, Alina Ross Leighton of Florida, and Mia Love of Utah. They were the only Republicans to vote against a measure that opposed carbon taxes. But they were offset by 7 Democrats who supported it. So you got 6 Republicans who want you to pay more for energy because of this silly idea that increased CO2 is going to be the end of the world, even though CO2 is decreasing here in America faster than anywhere else in the world. And, of course, Carlos Curbelo in Florida, his district voted overwhelmingly for Hillary Clinton. He's one of the principal founders of the bipartisan caucus that is preparing to roll out his own legislation next week to put a $23 levy on carbon emissions. I don't know what quantity of carbon emissions that would have a $23 levy on it. That's reported by the Daily Caller. Meanwhile, as far as good news, I'm going to have to talk about this on the other side of the break. The Trump administration has introduced a proposal to roll back Endangered Species Act protection. But wait a minute, he's going to kill all the baby endangered species. Yeah, I'll tell you why that is not the case. That's the way the Hill would like you to think that's what's happening. But I'll tell you a little bit about endangered species when we come back. Stay with us.
Anyone who studied history and knows how human systems work is horrified. We have global, hardcore, anti-human psychopaths in control of the big corporations. They're trying to wreck free market and consolidate total control, dumb humanity down ahead of replacing us with machines. And Trump has come in and is resisting that and saying we have a human future.
They are launching a civil war against nation states right now, collapsing our borders. And my only message is this: everybody better wake up and realize the fight is now. Everybody should be very, very urgent, because the left and the globalists are frantic and launching their anti-human plan because they crave to control people. Those of us that are pro-human don't crave power. We already have the power. But we have to realize these scum are coming after us, and we have to speak out and take action now. InfoWars is on the front line, and so are you. We are the resistance. Patrick, in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Myco ZX, Body, it's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain. Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. As I said, we're going to talk about some good news, the things that are going right for a change. We're not going to let these guys drag us down into their insanity. We have the Endangered Species Act that is going to be reformed by the Trump administration, by the EPA. A couple of things that they're going to do. Number one, they have been offering at the EPA the same protection for threatened species as they did for endangered species. So that's going to stop. There is going to be a distinction between threatened and endangered. Furthermore, once these plants or animals got listed, then basically you never took them off. You know, when I was growing up in Florida, we lived on a lake. And at the time, alligators were endangered. Now, we didn't have the EPA. That was not created until the 1970s by Richard Nixon. Thank you, Dick. We didn't have that kind of insanity coming at us from Washington, so people would handle it on a local level, and we were forbidden from doing anything about the alligators, even though in my backyard, I still have nightmares about it. I remember one day looking out and seeing an alligator under my swing set. I was like, oh, no, I don't want to go on the swing anymore. But whenever we would see it, we had a neighbor next door to us. He was elderly, and because he would have to take physical therapy in the lake, he got permission for his wife to have a gun to defend themselves against an alligator. And so when we would see an alligator there, we would, you know, go run over there to them and, you know, say, you know, watch out, this alligator, whatever. But that disappeared. You know, now you look at Florida, and they're all over the place. They're like cockroaches. They're not endangered anymore. Eventually, you know, this, things change. They can go through a period of time where the populations go down, the populations go up. But if it's the EPA created by Richard Nixon, then you can never take them off the endangered species list. And let's talk about what species are, even. You know, what does it even mean to be a species? Certainly, we understand there's different kinds of animals, right? You know, we got the cat kind, we got the dog kind or whatever, but then they have all this different speciation in there. You know, if you take a look at finches at the Grand Canyon, it's so large that the same exact finches, physically identical, DNA exactly the same, but they have been separated, segregated from each other. These two populations of finches in the Grand Canyon have been separated from each other, that they've developed different variations in their mating songs. So that if you take the finch from one side of the Grand Canyon and you bring them in, even though they're identical as far as DNA goes, they will not mate with the other ones because their mating song is different. Therefore, they are different species, say the environmentalists. No, they're not. No, they're not. They've just been babbleized. They need to bring the debabbalizing machine in, I guess, to talk to these. So part of that is the definition of species. You want to hold up a dam because of a snail darter? Is there really something unique about that snail darter? Is it truly unique? Do we need to be concerned about that? But I want to say one more thing before I move on from the endangered species, and that's what I saw at the Bundy Ranch. You know, one of the justifications that was being used by the BLM to drive all the ranchers off of the land where they had held grazing rights, property rights, since before Utah became even a state. They said it's the desert turtle, the desert tortoise. We've got to get you guys off. I think they call it tortoise. I don't know. Maybe it's a turtle. Anyway, we've got to get you guys off the land. Well, Clive and Bundy said when he was growing up as a kid, and he had just one of over 50 ranches. He was now the last rancher there. But said, we had a lot of cattle on the land. We had a lot more turtles as well. And they would eat the excrement of the cattle. You know, kind of like San Francisco, where there's excrement all over the place. But they would eat the excrement of the turtles, and they would get a lot of moisture out of that. And so it kind of developed into a symbiotic relationship there. And he said, when we took away the cattle, because we took away the cattle ranchers, the desert tortoise went down. But I think the key thing to remember about all this is the fact that just before all this standoff happened, the BLM, the wildlife people, had taken about 2,000 desert tortoise to their sanctuary, where they were going to take care of them because they were an endangered species. And then they ran out of funding to get food for them. And so they euthanized them. So they're euthanizing a couple of thousand of these turtles at the same time they want to use the turtles to justify getting the last rancher off the land because they're endangered. So I applaud any kind of reform to this insanity that's been coming out of the EPA, the Endangered Species Act. The distinction between threatened and endangered, the ability to take plants and animals off the endangered and threatened species list once things change. I mean, that's reality, folks. We have seen that over and over again. Let's talk about something that unfortunately is not endangered. And that is the communists, the socialist Democrats, the people on the Democrat Party. We got Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is telling us about poverty, American poverty. That's what she's building her campaign on, because she's a communist. And eventually she's going to run out of other people's money, just like they did in Venezuela. Great cartoon here. Cartoon picture of her with her name on her T-shirt. What America wants is socialism. And then next to her is somebody wearing a socialism T-shirt that says, what Venezuela wants is water and toilet paper. And she got on Stephen Colbert, and she said, for me, democratic socialism is about, you know, really the value for me is that I believe that in a modern, moral, and wealthy society, no person in America should be too poor to live. And she doesn't just mean the U.S. Americans, as South Carolina would say. She means all of the people in America, even the foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing in our country. No person, she said, should be homeless. And so the bottom line is, you know, the poor are destitute, as Zero Hedge points out, and poverty can be cured with more government. So if you don't have enough money, it's simple, say the Democrats. Let's raise taxes. You know, these are the people who will fight you for the crumbs and the tax cut. People like Nancy Pelosi. She'll fight you for the crumbs on your kitchen table. So you got, I don't have enough money. We need more tax increases, not tax cuts, say the Democrats. Unemployment is a big problem. But let's bring in more cheap labor. See, this is the cognitive dissonance of the Democrat socialists. So you don't have high-paying wages? Let's bring in people from other countries that'll work at a fraction of what you will work for. You don't have enough money? Let's raise the taxes. And, of course, when she was talking about unemployment, I pointed this out yesterday. She said, well, you know, we got such a low unemployment rate because everybody's working two jobs. Well, that's not true. The Department of Labor says that only 5% of the people have two jobs. But don't let the facts get in the way if you are a Democrat. Here's some facts for the socialist Democrats. As they point out, in Zero Hedge, three points to make the left that the left likes to make is that the poor are getting poorer. The U.S. has the highest childhood poverty rate. 32 million Americans are impoverished, higher than when the first bullet in the war on poverty was fired, says this. But income mobility is still a thing. And let's look at what it means to be poor in America. 80% of the poor have air conditioning. 94% have internet. And you know, we talk about 80%. You know, people in northern climates like New York, most of them don't have air conditioning. My wife never had air conditioning growing up there. They didn't need it. Anyway, 80% have air conditioning. 94% have internet access. 75% have an automobile. A third of them have two or more automobiles. That's what it means to be poor in America. Half of the poor families in America have video game systems. 60% of the poor in America have cable television. 83% of the poor have enough to eat. 96% of the poor have children that were never hungry at any time. 42% of the poor own their own homes. But we need democratic socialism. You know, in California, California construction industry guy said, in the 90s, I was paying people $20 an hour. Now, because of all the illegal immigrants, nobody gets more than 11. That's Democrat socialism for you. That's open borders for you. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions,
We've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. I want to plow into all of this, that I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Years ago to Cody Wilson. He's an activist here in Austin, at least he was at the time. And he was pushing the limits of freedom for both the First and the Second Amendment. As I said when I looked at that headline, federal court overturns California's magazine ban. I said, so is that paper or metal? Well, it was paper. It was metal in that case. But now here's a ban that was basically plastic that's been overturned, saying that it was a First Amendment issue, essentially. They put plans for a 3D printed gun out, and they tested these CAD files. They were immediately told that they had to take this down. Well, not immediately. It was just within a few months. He's a gun activist. He's just gotten a settlement with the Department of State so they can legally distribute the CAD files, even though people have been getting them, if they wanted them, for years on the dark net. As he said, basically the spin is just different now. There isn't the need for the subterranean dark web. It can be done in the clear and in the light of day and in reputable places. It is now black letter law that you can traffic in this information. And so these are plans that have 3D printing files for you to print your own gun. They signed the settlement in April. It only took effect in late June. They're going to be putting these files back out and publish these in August 1st. The State Department has also agreed to pay their legal fees, which are about $40,000. The lawsuit began more than 5 years ago when he and his group published designs for the world's first 3D printed handgun. Within months, they received a letter from the U.S. Department of State's Office of Defense Trade Controls Compliance stating that the 10 files were in violation of the ITAR. Despite the fact these files had already been downloaded hundreds of thousands of times and continue to circulate online. So they removed the files. They took them down. They didn't want to go to jail because, you know, we have Ross Ulbricht, who is in jail for 3 life sentences because they wanted to make a point out of this. It's serious business when the government decides that they want to stop freedom from breaking out on the Internet. Ross Ulbricht went to jail for running a website. It was hidden from the jury that the people who were investigating him with the FBI had been running the website. They had the keys to the website, and they had been running it and embezzled money, massive amounts of money. But that was hidden from the jury, that kind of information that would find him innocent. And then when the judge sentenced him, she looked at media accounts, allegations in the media that were never true. Allegations for which he was never charged by the Justice Department, let alone convicted, that he had put out a contract for execution for somebody. That was never charged against him, except in the media. The Justice Department never did that. But the judge quoted those media reports and said, because of this, because of what he has not been convicted or even charged of, I'm going to give him multiple life sentences to be served consecutively. So this young man is now in jail for 3 life sentences. So it's a pretty courageous thing for Cody Wilson to take them on this way. Of course, they sued them in court. They took the stuff down. They sued them in court. And now after years of this, they have said, yeah, you can do this. Second Amendment Foundation joined Defense Distributed, sued the Department of State, argued that the government's action constituted prior restraint. And they said that it is nonsense that putting something on the Internet is an export to the entire world. That's absolutely ridiculous, they said. And it is. And glad that they shut that down. Before we get into more news, I just want to remind you of some of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program. We have a new product, Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. It's the first topical application we have of nano silver. We've got a lot of products that have nano silver in them. All of our dental products, the 2 flavors of toothpaste, the mouthwash, the immune gargle spray, which you can use topically, but it's still a liquid. This is in a gel form. And, of course, why nano silver? Because nano silver is very effective at killing bacteria and virus, so it's great to take care of minor cuts, burns, and scrapes. Matter of fact, they still use silver gels in burn units in hospitals. There's a reason that silver is used that way. You can now get Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have our big sale that is about to end. We have things like Brain Force, DNA Force, Real Red Pill at 50% off. And don't forget, you can get our newest free application, the InfoWars app. It's got all of our radio programs on it. It's very simple to use, a new application, new reworking of that application, and that is free. Thank you for your support. Take a look at the other products and sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Well, let's talk a little bit about some snowflakes. There's an article on Breitbart. We have some student snowflakes at Manchester University. They are vandalizing a large-scale copy of Rudyard Kipling's poem, If, in the Student Union building. They want to replace it with a poem by Maya Angelou. Well, I don't know what the poem is by Maya Angelou, but I can understand why they would be upset with Rudyard Kipling's poem, If. This is the poem. You probably remember it because, as they point out in this article on Breitbart, it's one of the most repeated, most anthologized poems in the English language. It's right up there with Desiderata that begins, "Go placidly amid the noise." Well, Rudyard Kipling's If that these snowflakes object to says, "If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, dot, dot, dot." I can understand why that would be not even a microaggression, that would be a macroaggression against these oversensitive snowflakes. Can you imagine all these people who are offended about everything? They're constantly, as I pointed out yesterday, a guy who said, I was with the politically correct mob And then one day they came after me. He said, I used to get a thrill out of calling people racist and probing their lives, looking for microaggressions that I could criticize and so forth. Can you imagine if these people like that were to walk into the student union and say things like, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you? That is the essence of pushing back against these people. And then another story out of England, Richard Dawkins. Remember Richard Dawkins, the famous atheist who wrote The God Delusion. He doesn't believe in God. He's never met God. He's never seen God. I'm not really sure that there's a Dawkins. I've never met Dawkins. I've never seen Dawkins. I hear there's a Dawkins. I've talked to people who have had experiences with Dawkins. But, so I assume that there is a Richard Dawkins, but he doesn't want to assume there's a God because he's never had any experience with him. But he is getting into trouble because he doesn't like Islam. Best-selling atheist author, as RT reports, Richard Dawkins has once again been branded racist after he tweeted about the sound of cathedral bells. He said they're much more pleasant than the aggressive-sounding Muslim Allahu Akbar. Yeah, would you rather hear the Allahu Akbar or would you rather hear the nice chimes of church bells that have been going off for centuries in England? You know, Richard Dawkins may have done everything he could to destroy Christianity, but he's really going to miss it when it's replaced with Islam. Not going to have the ability to speak freely in forums about science or about politics or about anything else, and he's already experiencing it right now. He's going to get a new culture, and he's going to get it good and hard. I think maybe we should send him a picture. You know, nobody knows what Jesus looked like, right? But we got the commonly accepted picture. So we can send him a commonly accepted picture of Jesus, and we can say, miss me yet? He's going to miss him. When the society that was built on Christian values disappears. You know, we have freedom of religion and other things like that because of Christianity. We ended slavery because of Christianity. Where do they have slavery now? Oh, that's right. That's in the Muslim countries. It's in Libya that we overthrew, where they've now revived the slave market. Yeah, it was Christianity who took those things out. The darkest part of Christianity was when we merged with government. You know, in the Middle Ages, it was the true Christianity was lost. It was only after they had the printing press revived that they realized what it was about. And at that point, there was a move to separate the two. You know, people were being killed, not just because they went from Protestant to Catholic or Catholic to Protestant or whatever to Reformed. They weren't being killed simply because of that. You change your allegiance. You were changing your political allegiance as well. That was what's so dangerous about this. I mean, just look at what was happening in the UK. At the time was England. But, when they get rid of those foundations, they're going to really miss it. And, of course, you know, they call him racist for all this, but they don't even realize that Islam is not a race. We have mentioned that so many times. But, you know, you have to put these things out there over and over and over again for the left. They just don't get it when you mention it once or 50 or 100 times.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
Yeah. Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pal-Darco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, we have a new president in Mexico who's about to take office, Obrador. I think the guy is a socialist, but there's a bit of sanity here that we should take a look at. This week, the future interior minister of Mexico announced that the government is strongly considering the decriminalization of all drugs. Of all drugs. Said that whatever it takes to stop the cartel violence in the country, they're willing to do it. And ending the drug war is at the top of the list. I said, on the subject of decriminalizing drugs, Andre Manuel told me, and I quote, carte blanche, whatever is necessary to restore peace in the country, let's open up the debate. What no one can deny with hard data is that at least in the past 10 years, the Mexican government has been incapable of stopping violence and responding to it with institutional mechanisms. And of course, that's the way it's always been with prohibition. As they point out in this article from Free Thought Project, nobody could imagine Budweiser and Miller Lite shooting it out in a back alley. Or maybe, you know, massacring the distributors for Budweiser, cutting their heads off because they're selling Budweiser. And, you know, the Coors gang is out there going to cut their heads off. But that happened during alcohol prohibition. The Valentine's Day massacre, things like that. Yeah, they were shooting it out in the streets. They had fully automatic weapons, liberals, and they were doing drive-by shootings, and they were shooting their alcohol competitors. And, of course, we had very dangerous forms of alcohol. We had wood alcohol that people were making in their own homes, you know, kind of like meth and stuff like that. Yeah, it was not a good solution. Alcohol is a very dangerous drug. It's one of the most addictive things that we have out there. And yet, prohibition did not work, even when we tried it constitutionally. With a constitutional amendment. The 10th Amendment says you don't have the legal authority to do drug prohibition here in the United States. And the 18th Amendment that they passed because they respected the Constitution at that time testifies to the fact that that includes drugs, in case you didn't understand that. It's very clear if you read the text. You don't need the Supreme Court to interpret it for you. But just take a look at our history. The 10th Amendment and the 18th Amendment. It's not 420, it's 1018 that should tell you that this is a crock. And if you look at what's happening in Mexico and their inability to control the violence there, and look at the violence, look at the corruption, look at the fact that they had, I think the final death toll was somewhere in 130, 150 politicians who were killed, who were running for election because of the corruption, because of the drug cartels that have been empowered by this. You know, they don't send us their best people, do they? They send us their drug cartel people. That violence is coming across the border, but we don't send them our best policies, do we? That drug war has been pushed by the American government. It's really the UN that created it. As I've said many times, Richard Nixon declared war on drugs in 1971. He had the schedule there, the four different levels of dangerous drugs, with marijuana as the most dangerous, saying that it had no medical use, that it was the most addictive, and so forth. Absolute nonsense. But who put together that list for Nixon's war on drugs? Did Richard Nixon do that? Did Henry Kissinger do that? No. The United Nations did that 10 years before. This whole war on drugs is a UN plan for destabilization and corruption, sowing chaos throughout the world. And Mexico's had about enough of it. There's more people being killed in Mexico than anywhere except for Syria. And in Syria, they got bombs being dropped out of planes. It's very, very dangerous. And they point out in this article from Free Thought Project, just take a look at Portugal. They became the first country to end the war on drugs, the global war on drugs. What happened? Well, they actually have less of a impact on drugs than they did before they ended prohibition. They have fewer drug-related deaths, fewer children on drugs, fewer people doing drugs in general. The number of infectious diseases spread through needles has rapidly declined because they have more control over it. Yes, this is a program of death and destruction from the globalists at the UN, and it's time we stop bowing to it. It's time we stop pushing it on others. So good for Obrador if they do that. So I have to give him credit for that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Anyone who studied history and knows how human systems work is horrified. We have global, hardcore, anti-human psychopaths in control of the big corporations. They're trying to wreck free market and consolidate total control, dumb humanity down ahead of replacing us with machines. And Trump has come in and is resisting that and saying we have a human future. They are launching a civil war against nation states right now, collapsing our borders. And my only message is this: everybody better wake up and realize the fight is now. Everybody should be very, very urgent because the left and the globalists are frantic and launching their anti-human plan because they crave to control people. Those of us that are pro-human don't crave power. We already have the power. But we have to realize these scum are coming after us, and we have to speak out and take action now. InfoWars is on the front line, and so are you. We are the resistance.
Happening in politics. I mentioned earlier the elephant in the room, Chris Cuomo. It's not a white elephant, but the elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about is you guys throw around the term hacking and you say, oh, well, no votes were changed. Nothing was changed in the election. Well, what do you mean by hacking then? There's going to be a convention next week in Las Vegas, DEF CON. It's a hackers convention. They show how easy it is to take over the controls of cars with all the electronics that they have and so forth. They're going to show how kids from the ages of 5 through 16 can hack elections, electronic voting machines. They can hack the websites themselves, the places where they total this stuff up. But the other way that you hack it, as I said, was with money. And we've just had the Treasury Secretary Mnuchin. So there's absolutely no reason that we need to know who the donors are to a campaign. We're going to let unions, and we're going to let NGOs, and we're going to let advocacy groups, you know, like George Soros's NGOs and advocacy groups. So we're going to let them do this stuff and do it anonymously. We don't need to know who these people are. Take a look at what's going on in New York. We got Andrew Cuomo's friends are making $1 donations to try to lower the average contribution size. One of his donors. Now, this is the brother, Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, the brother of Chris Cuomo that we talked about earlier, saying what Russia did with the Dirty Dozen was an act of war. They hacked our election. You know, going way beyond even the political dirty tricks of Rod Rosenstein. And, you know, talking about the big white elephant in the room and so forth. Now, this is Andrew Cuomo, who's running for governor. So one of his donors, who shares an address with one of Cuomo's campaign aides, made 67 contributions of $1. Because, you know, when they go through, the FEC goes through, and they're not going to show you the names anymore. We won't be able to know this information because of the regulations done by Steve Mnuchin that he's getting ready to roll out. We're not going to know that this guy gave this. Maybe we'll have it for individuals. It's just the labor unions will be able to get away with this, and George Soros will be able to get away with this and do it anonymously. Do you really want that? That's insane. But the New York Times did an investigation. They listed other people who donated to Cuomo's campaign that made contributions between $1 and $5, such as the father of one of Cuomo's spokespersons, the lobbyist father of one of Cuomo's top aides, and others who share addresses with Cuomo's campaign staffers. These are all people that work for him, and they're making donations of $1 to $5. Why are they doing this? Well, because when we put together these stats, they want to make it look like it's a grassroots campaign. You know, one of the things that you do when you go through and you look at the one of the metrics that you can get out of the FEC is, what percentage of the donations were above $200 or above $50 or whatever, and what donation percentage were below 20. I don't know what the dollar numbers were, but they give you those types of things. And you look at it and go, well, look at this. All this guy's donations were big dollar donations. You know, or you look at another candidate, and they're all, you know, small donations, $5, $10, $20, and so forth. You go, oh, that's a grassroots campaign. So Cuomo wants to look like a grassroots campaign, even though he isn't, even though he's really AstroTurf. And he's got $31.1 million, and so they want to make it look like they're really grassroots. As the New York Times points out, only 1%, even with all of these campaign contributions from his staff of $1 and $5, less than 1% of the donations were $250 or less. And so he earned more interest in payments on the campaign war chest than he collected in total contributions from donors who gave less than $1,000. This is the guy that wants to look like he is a grassroots campaign and will play any kind of game with that stuff to make it look like that. That's why we need to have transparency. As I said before, you're never going to get the money out of Washington. The liberals want to have publicly funded campaigns. That's not going to work. And I can tell you, as someone who's been involved in third-party independent campaigns, that what will happen is, if you are third-party and independent, you won't get any campaign money, just like they won't let you in the debates. They will make you jump through all kinds of hoops that they don't have to jump through to get on the ballot, but they won't let you in the debates. They say, oh, the debates are being run by a private organization. The press club. But, of course, the press doesn't want to hear it either. The press is working hand in glove with the GOP and the DNC, and they don't want anybody else involved in the discussion. And that means that if you have public funding of campaigns, you're not going to hear anything from any third party. You're not going to hear anything from the Greens. You're not going to hear anything from the Libertarians. You're not going to hear anything from any independents. You're not going to hear anything from anybody except the establishment Republicans. That's why Mitch McConnell was cheering on this legislation from Steve Mnuchin. That's who it came from. People like Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, the establishment. And I'm sure Chuck Schumer is really happy with it, too. Nancy Pelosi, all those people. They love that idea. They would love to have public funding of campaigns because then they get all the money they need. They wouldn't have to go out and hustle people for it. They'd still get people giving the money, pay for play. You know, they'd still be doing that kind of hustling, but they wouldn't have to do the other kind of hustling. So they would love to have that, but it would shut everybody else out of the political process completely. The only thing that you can do is that you can have full disclosure, which they've just shut down. And we're not going to know that. Who is giving money through the unions, who's giving money through Soros's NGOs and so forth. We're not going to know that when it comes to that. Now, I was just talking about Richard Dawkins and how he may already be having anti-Christian regret, complaining about the fact he said, hey, is it me or are church bells a more attractive sound than the Allahu Akbar aggressive shouting? And then he really got hammered on Twitter. A person comes after him and says, well, it turns out the God delusion was just a collective insistence that Richard Dawkins is a philosopher and not just a tedious old racist. And, of course, Islam is not a race. But another person made that same accusation. A lot of people did. It's your simple racism poking through, Richard. Nothing more, nothing less. Different calls to prayers are equally beautiful and ugly depending on one's mood, unless one is too thick to climb out of one's own embedded bigotry. And they say that, of course, there's no bigotry on the part of people at the University of California, Berkeley, which used to talk all the time about free speech, but now they don't really like it so much anymore. So they uninvited him from an event that was being hosted by the radio station there in Berkeley, California, because of, quote, his abusive speech against Islam. He said, I never used abusive speech against Islam. I just targeted Islamism, a fundamentalist interpretation of the religion. See, what he doesn't understand, that's a distinction without a difference. As I said, you know, once you get back to the text, it makes all the difference in the world. And if the text is what he's talking about, if a fundamentalist means that you take it as written, you take the Bible as written, you get a very different situation than what you had in the Middle Ages when we were killing people for different denominations of Christianity. But if you go back to the text, the core text of Islam, that's exactly what you get. You get the merging of religion and politics. Very, very dangerous. And, of course, he also committed the unforgivable sin when he questioned the motives of the 14-year-old boy that made the clock bomb. Remember that? He did everything he could to make it look like a suitcase bomb, hoping that he would be suspected of a suitcase bomb. And then when he was, he cried, racist, racist. You hate me because I'm Islamic. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about something else, and that is that's going to be missing when Christianity is shown the door. And that is the understanding and the sanity about genders. I talked about this last week, the Christian doctor who was fired for refusing to use transgender pronouns. But now there's an article on Drudge Today. Parents are raising babies, not babies, but babies. We don't know what sex they are. We're going to let the little babies, we're going to let them decide what sex they are because, you know, they know. They know all that stuff. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Richard Dawkins, who spent a great deal of his life fighting Christianity, maybe he's starting to miss it. Because as we purge that out of the public discourse, as we drive Christians into the closet, and as we bring out the most perverted things and celebrate them out of the closet, we now have this article from NBC. Where else? Boy or girl? Parents are raising babies, and they want to let the kids decide. Is Zyler a boy or a girl? How about Caden? They say only their twins can decide. This is a couple who said a baby is, I think, a different thing to different people. Well, of course, you know, because everything is subjective, right? There is no objective. So a baby means one thing to you. It means another thing to me. Except, of course, you are not allowed to have an opinion that it's all bunk. that's not allowed. That is not tolerated. For us, it means raising our kids with gender-neutral pronouns. So they, them, and their, rather than assigning he, she, him, or her from birth based on their anatomy. And they say this kind of insanity began in 2011 when a Toronto couple announced that they were raising their child Storm without gender designation, and immediately the progressives jumped on this. Oh, this is wonderful. Gender is fluid. It's not binary, they say, right? Some developmental experts say that gender-open parenting is a noble goal, but they also wonder how it will hold up once the kids enter a gendered world that can be hostile to those who don't fit clearly into categories. See, it's our fault. We're hostile. You know, they are transgenders and fluid genders. We are cisgender. It's almost like hiss, hiss, hiss. they invented those terms. You know, if you are heterosexual, you are cisgender. And, of course, you know, we just had this doctor, I talked about this last week, in the UK, who was fired. He says, as a Christian, I believe that gender is determined biologically and genetically. And as a doctor, he should believe that. As a matter of fact, when we talked about this the first time, we knew that it was what he was being persecuted for. And he made it very clear. Another doctor with him said, look, when we got somebody coming in, we have to make sure that we understand whether they're male or female, because males and females react differently to different things. They have different health risks. Yes, as we've been told by the American Pediatric Society, it is gender is biological, it is objective, it is binary. B-O-B, folks. It's not LGBTQ. It is Bob. That's what it is. All right, we've got Sheriff Mack on the line now, and I want to talk to him about what has happened with the Hammonds, and he has another case that he wants to bring to the audience. Sheriff Mack, of course, very famous for challenging the gun control laws that were put in by the Clintons, challenging them all the way to the Supreme Court and winning, overturning some gun control laws. Sheriff Mack is now joining us. And, of course, you can find him at Constitutional Sheriffs and Police Officers, Peace Officers, I think, association.org. That's CSPOA InfoWars.org. Thank you for joining us, Sheriff Matt.
Well, David, thanks so much for having me. It's a beautiful day today.
Well, thank you. Tell us a little bit about what you know about the Hammonds. Give us an update on the situation there. Are you there at the site or in contact with people there?
Yes. When we had the original rally there, January 2nd, 2016, it was the most amazing protest rally that I've ever been a part of. The Hammonds were so humble and powerful. Dwight Hammond, the patriarch of the family, came out to his front porch and he said, "This is for America." And then, believe this or not, a couple of us, as we ended the support rally for the Hammonds, started singing Amazing Grace, and the whole crowd of about 650 protesters spontaneously joined in, and the whole crowd sang Amazing Grace. Now, how is it that the media ignored that powerful, spiritual, amazing protest that remained entirely peaceful, and yet that's never reported, and yet the left has been doing all of these violent acts like in UC Berkeley and other places across the country, Ferguson. I mean, you could go on and on.
When I talked about this on Twitter and I said it's great, and thank you, President Trump, for pardoning these people. This is an injustice, yeah, a persecution. I had a lot of people on Twitter come out, "Oh, so you conservatives now embrace arson and terrorism officially." And it's like, it was not arson. It was not terrorism. Not at all. That was what Obama and the media wanted to make it into. And they lied about that and got away with it. And they are very powerful in terms of being able to put lies out there and make that the accepted narrative.
Well, in two different times, I met with Susie Hammond in her home, and at two different other times that I went back to Burns, Oregon. And she's a wonderful woman, and this is a wonderful family. You know that how they paid their $400,000 fine, David? You know how they paid
that? How they pay that?
All the other ranchers and people in that community raised the money for them.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I know they had broad support in the community. All across that area, everybody was supporting them. It was just Washington that was out to get them, persecute them.
And David, as you alluded to when you introduced me, I used to be a sheriff. Do you know how many times when I was sheriff that the federal government, usually either the Forest Service or BLM, in my case it was the Forest Service, do you know how many times they had a controlled burn that got out of control and burned up thousands and thousands of acres? The Hammonds were burning foliage on their land. It got out of control, and it burned 120 acres of public land.
Yeah.
Were charged with domestic terrorism.
Yeah.
You know how many?
Yeah, and it was just a week before President Trump pardoned them that they had another control burn in the panhandle of Florida that was set by the government, and it got out of control and burned up 36 homes. But nobody is going to go to jail for life. Nobody is going to be accused of being an arsonist or a terrorist or whatever. But, that happens. It's unfortunate, but it happens. And there wasn't anything even damaged in this case of the Hammonds.
No, there was no damage. And no public buildings or private homes were damaged at all or even in danger. Yet
no trees.
They get domestic terrorism and a mandatory 5-year sentence. That's another thing. They served a sentence because the judge said, a federal judge said, to give them the minimum sentence required by law, which is actually against the law. That's what is known as a bill of attainder. Congress, legislative bodies are not allowed to tell courts what they have to do. That's the thing.
Yeah.
They can't.
Yeah.
That's a bill of attainder. And so here this judge says, there is no way I'm going to enforce this required mandatory 5-year sentence. It shocks the conscience of this court. So he refused to give them that. He gave 3 months to Dwight Hammond, who didn't deserve even a day, but he got 3 months, and then Steve got 366 days. And so they served that sentence, paid their $400,000 fine, to the government.
That's amazing. We got to take a break, Sheriff Mack. We're going to be right back with Sheriff Mack, and his site is CSPOA.org. Folks, it should offend the conscience of this nation.
Anyone who studied history and knows how human systems work is horrified. We have global, hardcore, anti-human psychopaths in control of the big corporations. They're trying to wreck free market and consolidate total control, dumb humanity down ahead of replacing us with machines. And Trump has come in and is resisting that and saying we have a human future. They are launching a civil war against nation states right now, collapsing our borders. And my only message is this: everybody better wake up and realize the fight is now. Everybody should be very, very urgent, because the left and the globalists are frantic and launching their anti-human plan because they crave to control people. Those of us that are pro-human don't crave power. We already have the power. But we have to realize these scum are coming after us, and we have to speak out and take action now. InfoWars is on the front line, and so are you. We are the resistance.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all-new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all-new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and joining me now is Sheriff Richard Mack. To point out in the last segment, he is the founder of CSPOA.org, that's Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers, and CSPOA.org. He has some information about what happened at the beginning of the Hammonds. I think is very important, as Sheriff Mack related to us in the last segment. No media coverage whatsoever of 600 people there at the Hammonds spontaneously breaking into Amazing Grace, standing with their neighbors. No coverage of that. And, of course, no grace from the Obama administration. No justice either. What they got instead was mandatory minimums, which are not constitutional. They got excessive punishment, which is also prohibited by the Constitution. And as Sheriff Mack pointed out, they had their $400,000 fine paid for by contributions from their neighbors. And Sheriff Mack, I seem to remember that when that massive fine came up, it was also imposed upon them that they had to give the BLM or some federal agency the right of first refusal if they sold the land. I think that they put that excessive fine on them and had that condition there because they wanted to force them to turn over the land to the BLM. Is that correct?
Well, yes. The whole process of the plea bargain arrangement with them, and I spoke to, as I said earlier, Susie Hammond told me all of this. She and her husband were in these negotiations with the federal government, with the BLM and Forest Service, and they actually offered to purchase their land. And they said, we're not giving you our land, and we're not selling you our land. That is our land, and we're keeping it, blah, blah, blah. And so that's when the federal government went back to the Ninth Circuit and said, well, they didn't get enough sentence.
Ah, yeah, and, okay. Yeah. We've seen this type of thing before. I remember one of the early cases of abuse during the war on drugs was a guy in California. His last name was Scott, and they wanted the land there in California that he owned, and he didn't want to sell it to them, and so they staged a SWAT team raid. This is the beginning of this kind of stuff, and he thought that he was being broken into. He came down with a gun in his hand. They shot him dead, and then they took the land.
Right, of course. Those types of incidents, just like the fire in the panhandle of Florida that you talked about, there's not even a consideration that a federal agent or someone would be charged with something. In fact, the federal government actually hired a private company to do a controlled burn, and that company did it. And so both the federal government and that private company are now left holding the bag. Homeowners have actually complained that they're not replacing other structures on their home, just the homes themselves. So if you had a barn or anything like that, and it was burned, they're not replacing that. And nobody is even being considered to go be in charge with domestic terrorism or arson as the Hammonds were. That's the whole problem here. I've heard Alex talk about it before, and I've heard you talk about it before. The rule of law does not apply.
That's right.
The rule of law is the very meaning of the rule of law is that laws apply to everyone equally.
And, that's right.
And the Obama administration was the epitome of not doing that. You know that there were actually scores of DEA agents who were receiving bribes from the cartels down in Colombia. The very cartels they were supposed to be fighting and stopping, they were receiving sex parties provided by the cartels. And that's on the front page of what? USA Today in March of 2015. And the government study said that this had been going on for years.
I think one of the most egregious cases of that was James Comey himself when he held that press conference in July before the election. And he said, oh, Hillary Clinton committed all these felonies. I told my wife, I said, he's actually going there. He's actually going to, he's just said Hillary Clinton. But then he says, I'm not going to do anything about it. But don't you try this at home. And then immediately after that, they go after that sailor on the sub, Christian Saucier. And now he is suing them for violating the, Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution.
Totally astonishing how Comey detailed all the elements of the crimes that they were investigating. He detailed all the elements of the crimes that actually had been committed and then said that no one will prosecute. He's not the prosecutor. He doesn't. He's not the one that makes that decision. He's the investigator. And so that should have been turned over to the Justice Department. It should have been turned over to a grand jury. And he's done. Okay? But he doesn't make that decision. And so, again, the rule of law has become a joke. And everybody is asking this question about the FBI and you know, their credibility and they're the most amazing law enforcement agency in the world. You know what? The FBI has a sordid, horrible history of committing crime against Americans and innocent people. Ruby Ridge. You know, you can go. The crimes that these people committed at Ruby Ridge and Waco are just astonishing.
But yeah, you look at that FBI hostage rescue team, you know, Lon Horiuchi, who got away with executing Randy Weaver's wife at point-blank range, shooting her right between the eyes while she's holding a baby. And getting away with murder like that, it's just they really have been getting away with murder for decades. That's the way these people started. They started out with J. Edgar Hoover, who was a blackmailing bureaucrat.
Totally. Lon Horiuchi didn't get away with it. He actually got promoted and transferred to Dallas.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what they want. They want people like that. Look at Gina Haspel. She doesn't, not only does she get away with it, but she gets promoted. Now she's the head of the CIA. They own it. They love this stuff.
Yeah. And so we're just really concerned that Russia has become the attention getter for the president, and that the fake news and the Democrats and the media are controlling far too much of his time, and that we would pray that President Trump would take a time out and really focus what he promised to do, and that is drain the swamp.
Yes.
And there is no way, David, that you can drain the swamp and continue to prosecute people from the Bundy Ranch standoff in Nevada in April of 2014. There's people from that situation that now, one, the Bundys had all the charges dropped against them. They were supposedly the leaders of that thing. They've had all their charges dismissed because of what? Quote, prosecutorial misconduct. You know that prosecutorial misconduct is a prosecutable offense? It's a crime.
Yes, it should be. Should be prosecuted.
And President Trump should be telling Sessions, the worthless piece of crap Sessions is.
Yeah, he is.
Who is promoting the agenda of the Obama administration in not applying the rule of law for everyone. Those people should be prosecuted. Instead, those same criminals are now finishing up sentencing others who were there who simply held a gun.
Well, you know, Sessions doesn't know or care what's going on. He even said that Peter Strzok didn't have a security clearance, and Peter Strzok said, no, I do. I still got it. It's above top secret and so forth. And if you look at what happened a week ago with Rod Rosenstein coming out with this Dirty Dozen accusation, and even though he says, hey, it didn't affect anything and nobody here in the U.S. was involved, that was an obvious political move. It was disloyal. It was subversive. And if that isn't enough evidence for Sessions to fire Rosenstein, then he'll never get fired for anything. I mean, if he can get away with that, he'll get away with any kind of crime.
Yeah, I think President Trump just needs to bite the bullet and get rid of Sessions and put somebody in there like a David Clark who will go in there and really clean it up.
Oh, that would be great. David Clark would be great. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what we do need. But, you know, the thing is, I think one of the big problems that we see, you know, when we talk about the case of the Bundys and we talk about Judge Navarro, she covered up evidence. There was a great deal of corruption over the trials that she presided over. There were multiple trials before that. She was corrupt in the first trial of these people, the Bundys. But then the whole thing was blown up when you had an honest whistleblower. And that's the only reason that she had to let them go. But she still got people from a previous trial that were put in jail. Same stuff there. They should be freed. That trial should be dismissed as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Sheriff Mack.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Myco ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Sheriff Richard Mack. We're going to get back to him in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's how we fund this program and everything that we do. We have a new product, Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel, that has nano silver in a gel form. The first time we've done that for topical application. Of course, nano silver is very effective at fighting bacteria and viruses. So this is very useful for treating minor cuts, burns, scrapes, many other things. You can get it now. Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel, 25% off. It's our new introductory sale price on that new product. We also have our big sale that is about to end, our Second American Revolution sale. We have 50% off Brain Force, DNA Force, Real Red Pill, and many other things. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at the products that we have there for sale. We really do appreciate your support. Sheriff Mack, you know, we've been talking about this, and I remember the campaigns from when I was a kid. It was kind of a joke, and I didn't understand it at the time. But I remember the campaign that said, support your local sheriff. And I think that might have been started by the John Birch Society or whatever, but they got it exactly right. I mean, under the Constitution, local law enforcement that is elected by the people. That's why they say sheriff and not necessarily a police chief or whatever, but local law enforcement that is elected. If we'd had that situation at the Hammonds, if we'd had that situation at the Bundys, I don't think either of those situations would have been out of control. I don't think anybody would have been unjustly punished because the community understood what was going on there. It was a problem of Washington that is out of control. So I think we need to have local law enforcement. And, you know, we look at these this Gun-Free School Act. It's another example of this. That's something that was part of the bipartisan Republican, the GOP and the DNC establishment. It was put out there by Joe Biden in the 90s. It was signed by George H.W. Bush, Bush 41. But it was overturned by local sheriffs who said, you know what, we're going to work with the school boards. We're going to vet people to protect the students. And they don't care that Washington has got a law that says you can't have guns anywhere near schools. I said, no, we're going to do what we have to protect our children, and we're not going to let people in Washington stop that. I think that's what we're going to have. I mean, we can all hope that President Trump is going to pardon people, but I think we need to take our freedom back ourselves at the grassroots level. What do you think?
Well, that's exactly correct. Now, the problem with waiting for President Trump to do the pardon is that President Trump is cleaning up after local officials who should have done this in the first place, where we don't have to depend on him for that.
That's right. That's right.
And a typical example, look at the Bunkerville situation where the sheriff was missing in action, never did anything, and then he says that he doesn't have jurisdiction, and he completely allowed the BLM to bring in 200 snipers and paid mercenaries and a paid hitman to come in and steal cattle and slaughter cattle, and steal no charges against any of those people. You know, PETA hasn't come in and said, why did the federal government kill all these cattle and then try to bury them?
You know, Sheriff Mack, I remember when that ended, and I remember standing on the bridge, and we had to wait for all of these. You talked about all the number of mercenaries and all these people, the private contractors there, and stood there for, it seemed like a half hour. This parade of all these weaponized, individuals filing past us. It seemed like it was never going to end, this parade. It must have gone on for a half hour, the cars driving past us.
Yep. And, David, I didn't know you were there. I was there, too.
Yeah. I was there on the ground.
Now, when they released the cattle, I was down there doing crowd control to keep people away from the cattle so they didn't get spooked and head back out to the desert. And that was most reverent, patriotic event I've ever been a part of. Releasing those cows and sending the cows home, the cows and liberty literally coming home. It was absolutely the most amazing patriotic event of my life.
Well, I said when I was broadcasing on the ground there, I said, we're either going to get the cattle or we're going to be the cattle, you know? Are we going to have private property here, or are we going to be cattle for these people in Washington? Yep. Because that's really what that was about. Yeah, I was down on the ground before it happened, and then I was up on the overpass after it happened, and so we missed each other.
Well, your analogy is perfect because they made two makeshift corrals there, one for freedom of speech for people, literally.
Yeah, that's right.
Putting
people
in a corral. And if you do free speech outside the corral, you're going to prison.
But, you know, they do that, Sheriff Mack, at every Republican and Democrat national convention when they nominate the presidents. They put the free speech people in a cage, and they remove, and that cage is way down the street, away from where anybody can see anything. So, yes, you can protest, but you can protest if you go in the cage. It's like they put out that sign there, said the First Amendment is not, they put out a sign, First Amendment area. And that was professionally printed up, and then they put a handwritten sign there that said, the First Amendment is not an area. And that's exactly what these people believe. They will put us in a box if we don't put them in a box. It's kind of like what Churchill said about the Germans at the time. He said, they're either at your throat or at your feet. And that certainly is true of the Nazis in Washington.
Yeah. And so back to your comment about sheriffs, though, we have Sheriff Grady Judd in Florida, who actually says, I'm going to arm and train our teachers to be ready to defend students. Then you have other bureaucrats, and the whole key here is an elected chef who answers to the people, or these bureaucrats who think that taking guns away and more gun-free zones is going to be the answer. Lunacy, absolute lunacy. And so I really appreciate Sheriff Judd, who has set the example to other sheriffs and the law enforcement community in general, that we're not going to stand by and wait for the next one. We're going to be armed, we're going to shoot back, and we're going to let every thug know in this country, if you come into our school, you're going to be shot. It's not going to be target practice for you on innocent students. We will fight back.
We talk about constitutional sheriffs and peace officers. I think, again, getting back to the idea of local control, that is very, very important. But, you know, we don't always win elections. We don't always have the best people who become sheriff. And I think one of the things that we also need to recover is the idea of what juries are really about. Juries need to, and we're starting to see this with the war on drugs, with marijuana and so forth. We're starting to see a lot of jury nullification. People saying, I don't like the way these laws are set up. They're wrong. I'm not going to convict somebody because you got mandatory minimums. You're going to send these people away for decades for something I don't even think should be a crime. We saw this during alcohol prohibition. Now we're seeing it again with marijuana prohibition and with other issues. People need to understand what juries are really about.
Well, you're absolutely correct, because I'm sick and tired of seeing that these innocent people that keep getting sentences. Of course, we have Todd Engel, who was at Bunkerville with us. He just got 14 years from this tyrant Judge Navarro, the same judge who dismissed all the charges against the Bundys. What's the difference? He's still taking evidence to now put this guy away for 14 years. And that's why I say we need sheriffs who stand against us at the local level, states, governors, state legislatures who stand against this sort of thing, and make it difficult for these injustices to occur. We need injustice obstruction. We're talking about obstruction of justice charges all the time when we don't let these tyrants do their job. That is exactly what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to obstruct these people who are trying to commit these acts of injustice. And, David, I got to bring up one more time, Sam Girard, the Amish farmer in Kentucky. And everybody who can, please call Rand Paul and ask him why he's not trying to get a pardon for this good man who lives in his state.
Tell us about that story there. I'm not familiar with the story of the Amish farmer in Kentucky. Go ahead.
Well, he made a salve, a lotion, like a Vaseline salve out of chickweed, which is not marijuana. It's not cocaine. The judge, when he got sentenced, a stupid jury was manipulated by the judge, found him guilty on 12 counts, and that's what you're right. We have got to have citizens of this country who wake up and stop finding these people guilty. Philosophically tell the judge to show it. But Sam Girard made this stab out of chickweed. I've been out to his home and talked to his family and everybody. 100 Amish were there when this tyrant of a judge, Danny C. Reeves, sentenced him. Now, let me give you the reasons. He got sentenced 6 years in prison. One, because he didn't give me a reason to be lenient. The judge said that in court. He gave me no reason to be lenient. You're supposed to apply the justice to this man regardless of his attitude towards you, Your Honor.
And, you know, I can't disagree more with locking up peaceful people who are no threat to anyone. For a period of time, because people, even if you don't have any compassion for this individual, you're going to be paying for their incarceration. It's absolutely insane, especially when it is a natural substance like this. We've had David Simpson here in Texas, who eventually fought for an exception to drug prohibition for people who had neurological damage, say they could get medical marijuana. But he offered a resolution, said, strike marijuana out of the Texas code. It is a natural substance.
Amen.
And it should not be prohibited in any way or punished by the government here in Texas or anywhere else. Thank you so much for joining us, Sheriff Richard Mack. And you can find him at CSPOA.org. We need to have constitutional sheriffs, and Sheriff Mack is one. Thank you so much for joining us, sir. That's it for our program. Thank you for joining us.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced 4-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.